A call for an overstayer amnesty to help with labour shortages. The Employers and Manufacturers Association says as well as letting more recognised seasonal workers into the country, the government should also allow people with expired visas to work legally too. The government has this week announced one-way quarantine-free travel into New Zealand for workers from Samoa, Tonga and Vanuatu. The EMA says there needs to be a clear pathway to residency for people from the Pacific Islands, and the ones already here illegally should be allowed to work. Ko Taku Manuhiri I nāianei ko Brett O'Reilly. Brett's the boss of the EMA and he joins me now. Hi Brett, can you talk me through your thinking here?
Kia ora Lisa. This has come about as we've been talking to our members over recent months about potential solutions for solving the skills chasm and the shortage of labour in New Zealand. There are 14,000 overstayers currently in New Zealand. That's 14,000 people that have homes that could be working, and we'd like to see as many of those people in the workplace as possible.
Who's out there, do you think, in terms of overstayers?
Well, we know a third of those overstayers are from Samoa or Tonga, and that's obviously particularly relevant given the dawn raid apology made by the government in the weekend. And we think, and we've said to the government, to ministers and to officials, that we thought that it was completely appropriate that the dawn raid apology was accompanied by an amnesty and a pathway to residency for those workers. And we know that has a double benefit. It has a benefit for the New Zealand economy because we get them working and we get incomes into those communities. And it also has an impact for their home countries because we know that many of those people are sending remittances home to Samoa, Tonga and to other islands. And that benefits those economies who have been really badly hit by COVID. So it's a win-win for everybody and frankly a no-brainer.
Brett, people who may be critical of this will wonder, why are you saying this now? Is it just because you're in a bind, you've got a really tight labour market, so you think, OK, let's get on board with an amnesty?
No, it's not for that reason. I think it's because we now better understand the issue. You know, we've got a fantastic young Pacific Island leader, Saya Mataeli, who's part of the EMA board. And Saya has given us a really good insight into some of the issues in that community. I can honestly say, even in my old role at ATEED, I really wasn't acutely aware that this was the issue that it was. And that's probably a poor reflection on all of us, not understanding that community. And it doesn't just impact work, it impacts education, it impacts people not participating in the formal economy. And so the insight that Saya has given us, I'm on the Pacific Pay Gap Inquiry working with the Equal Employment Commissioner, Karenina Sumio, and through that work, which we've been doing now over a couple of years working with the Commissioner, we understand a lot more about the issues in that community, and we think we're in a position to do something about it. And the good news is employers are all up for it, and I think it's exciting. We just need to get the government to move more quickly and to get things rolling.
Brett, if you're totally upfront about this, how many of your members will be paying workers who are overstayers, who are not here legally?
Look, very hard to tell, Lisa.
But some of them, Brett?
I honestly don't know that. I'd only be guessing at that. But we're happy to get them behind that issue. It's one of the reasons why I'm participating directly on the Pacific Pay Gap Inquiry. I'm part of the advisory group for that. I mean, we want to get our heads into these issues. We want to understand, why is it that Pacific Island workers are paid lower than Pākehā or Māori workers in New Zealand, and we want to understand what are the dynamics of this part of the economy, so we can get people working. And now's the perfect opportunity to do it. Yes, it is a compelling event because of COVID-19, but frankly, it's something that we should be interested in anyway.
And what are you hearing about from the government about this?
Well, I think one of the conundrums for the policymakers is feeling that if we were to do it for the Pacific Island community, we should do it for everybody else. And the moment you open it up to everybody else, there are complex issues. And we understand that. But we have demonstrated through COVID-19 that we were willing to make exceptions, that we were willing to get out there and be bold. in response to it. So that's what we're calling for here. Let's be bold. If there are constraints with doing it with other parts of the migrant community, then let's just call that out and have a timeline to work through it. I think people
understand. Brett, you've identified one of the key issues yourself there, ring fencing, right? So how do you just ring fence Pacific Island overstayers and give them the right to work here legally and a path to residency?
Well, I think we have a unique relationship with the Pacific Islands. You know, like we have a unique relationship with Australia. And I think that's a really sensible place to start. And I think that doing it in conjunction with the Dawn Raid apology would be something that everybody would understand.
But Ty Hall, Brett, I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but by doing that, are you not just recreating the wrongs of the past in the sense that you are excluding another group of people based on where they come from?
So to be clear, I don't think we should be excluding everybody, and
giving them a status that is behind another group of people purely based on their origins.
So I'll be really clear, Lisa. If I had my way, I would give an amnesty to everybody tomorrow, and then it would take this issue away. There's 14,000 people. They're living in New Zealand. We want them working. Let's do it. If there are some reasons that I'm not aware that prevent us from doing that, let's at least agree a timetable that by within a particular period of time, hopefully as short as possible, all of those people are over the line. But frankly, we've been bold so far with COVID-19 with what we've been willing to do. I don't see any reason to not be bold today and signal that those 14,000 people can be participating in the economy like everybody else.
Appreciate your time this evening. That is Brett O'Reilly, who's the Kaiwhaka Heidi of the EMA.